Today, over 1 million cigarette stores coast to coast are featuring Chesterfields, the only cigarette to name its ingredients, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with the milder ones.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Miss Marlena Dietrich. Gentlemen, this is Be Kind to Animals Week. So now to salute this thoughtful occasion, here's a man who is nice to dogs, cats, horses, and even people, Bing Crosby.
All right, Ken. That's right, Ken. It is Be Kind to Animals Week, and a splendid idea, too.
Certainly
right?
Is. Sure. Just how have you observed the occasion,
Bing? Well, this afternoon I took Dixie's French poodle, Topsy. I took her down to the beauty parlor and treated her to a butch haircut.
Oh, nice. Did you do anything else for the dog?
Oh, yes. I let her sleep late this morning.
Good.
And I brought her a tray in bed. Tray of kennel ration, of course.
Right. With chlorophyll?
Oh, Natch. She's a dog who cares.
Okay.
And then after serving the dog breakfast in bed, I ran out and I bit the mailman for her.
Gave the pup a real holiday, huh?
You bet.
Oh, you know, Bing, in addition to being Be Kind to Animals Week, this is also Irish Linen Week.
Well, but of course. Why do you think I'm wearing this double damask tablecloth?
It looks like one, too. Well, that's very chic.
Oh, yes, it's a little lumpy in the back, but that's because I got a dozen napkins up there. And
I'm expecting some guests.
Yes, anybody might drop in.
Well, last year the Irish linen people voted you Mr. Tea Towel, didn't they?
That's what they did. I was Mr. Tea Towel of 1951.
What are you this year?
Mr. Tea Bag.
So swanky,
isn't it?
No kidding. Do they have Irish linen tea bags?
Oh, only at Mike Romanoff's, Gogi's LaRue, and Barney's Beanery.
Mm-hmm. Just the more elegant place.
Yes, soignée. Well, to get on with the music here, my opening selection, Ken, is a new arrangement of an old tune titled I Love My Baby. John Scott, let's roll this.
I love my baby, my baby loves me, don't know nobody as happy as we. She's only 20 and I'm 21, I never worry 'cause we're having such fun. Sometimes we quarrel, maybe we fight, but then we make up on the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby. My baby loves me.
He loves his baby.
I love my baby 'cause my ever-loving baby loves me.
He loves his baby.
We'll hotsy-totsy, my baby and me. She gives me kisses, each one is a smack. Man, she's in section when I give him back. Sometimes we quarrel, maybe we fight, but then we make up on the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby.
Baby,
my baby loves me. loves only me. I love my baby,
and my baby really loves me.
Our cards are on the table. Chesterfield is first to name its ingredients, because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by tried and tested moistening agents, costly glycerol, and pure sugars which are natural to tobacco. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. That's what Chesterfields are made of. The world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, the best cigarette paper that money can buy, nothing else.
Only Chesterfield names its ingredients, and they give you the best possible smoke, a smoke that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. They satisfy millions. From the great MGM picture, Singing in the Rain, title tune.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and singing, just singing in the rain. Why am I smiling, and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you, and I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. Sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, now comes the happy time to present our guest for this evening. You know, glamour girls may come and glamour girls may go, but none outshadows the lovely, the exciting Miss Marlene Dietrich.
Thank you, Bing.
Marlene, honestly, your presence here this evening has us all a-twitter. When you walked in, there was a shimmering of stardust, and exotic aura filled the air. It seemed I could hear the tinkling of bells.
As always, you say such delightful things.
Oh, and I mean them completely, Marlene. Really, you overwhelm me. Can't you detect the quiver in my voice? Can't you see the trembling of my hands?
Yes, I also note that your shirt tail is out.
this particular shirt is an inner or an outer?
Well, tuck it in. I won't shimmer any more stardust.
Immediately. Marlene, I've been reading about how busy you are. Personal appearances, movies, radio, records.
Yes, and besides that, every Thursday night, I take care of my daughter's babies.
Oh, that's right. Your daughter does have two lovely children, doesn't she? Why, Marlene, do you realize that makes you a...
babysitter?
Yes. A babysitter.
You're sweet.
At all times. But about Maria's children, it seems to me it's just incredible. It just isn't possible that you are now a...
babysitter?
Yes.
And Bing, since you brought up the subject, it's entirely possible that you'll be a grandfather before long.
I thought we agreed on babysitter.
But my point is that Gary is quite a young man now.
Oh, well, I know.
All it takes is a pretty girl, a moonlight night, a proposal, a wedding, and poof, you're a grandfather.
Well, I do hope that poof denotes a considerable lapse of time. Honestly, I tell you something, Marlene, I'm all set for the day when I have to be a grandpappy. I'm ready. I got a big stack of books and a contour chair.
I've got a contour chair, too.
Oh, but I bet yours has a prettier contour than mine.
It was made to measure.
I would love to see it.
Drop in anytime.
Thank you.
We'll have tea, and I'll teach you how to fold diapers.
Oh. That I'm expert at. Anyhow, here on the Chesterfield Show, Marlene, we're always eager to do the handsome thing and to be profligate with our plugs. So now I wonder if you'd like to tell us about your current film, Rancho Notorious?
It's a Western thing, and it takes place during the 1870s.
Mm-hmm.
I play the part of a dancehall entertainer who runs a ranch where notorious criminals meet.
This could be a script conference at Bob Hope's house.
Oh, how is Bob?
Oh, he's fairly unattractive. Remember, Marlena, when you were at Paramount and Bob first came to work there?
Oh, I sure do.
What a yokel he was. He saw the big initials MD on your dressing room door, thought it was the doctor's office, and walked in to ask you to take his blood pressure.
It sure was high, 280 over 80, as I recall.
Well, naturally, you were probably the only doctor he'd ever seen in long black stockings.
Bob used to come in every day for a checkup. Is he a hypochondriac?
I don't know, but he's a sneak, I'll tell you that. Dropping in on you every day. I should think you could have seen through his little game, Marlena.
Who says I didn't?
Oh. Just as long as you weren't fooled. After all, I listened to your radio show, Cafe Istanbul, and there you certainly are a clever lady.
Oh, you do listen to Cafe Istanbul?
Always. I love mystery and intrigue, adventure, sultry romance, the baffling, unfathomable trickery of the Near East.
Would you care to visit Cafe Istanbul this evening?
Oh, I would be delighted. Mr. Carpenter, will you set the scene?
Gladly.
Thank you. Poof!
We are now in Turkey. Turkey, land of enchantment. Walking along a narrow, winding street, we come to the Cafe Istanbul, where sinister people meet from the far corners of the world. As usual, a large crowd has gathered at the cafe to hear the glamorous, beautiful Mademoiselle Badu. We now enter the dimly lit nightclub. Ah, there is rather a rough lot of customers here this evening, Mademoiselle Madu.
Oh, Raoul, there's an attractive man at that small table. He's wearing a linen suit, a linen shirt, not tucked in, and linen shoes. I wonder why.
Oh, this is Irish linen week, mademoiselle.
Oh, then I must put on my linen eyelashes.
Tell me, though, be careful of that man, Madu. I believe him to be the man who is known as the informer.
Is that the man who blew up the power plant?
I believe so, and I think also he has the secret papers.
I think I'll go over and have a little talk with him. Excuse me, Raoul. Bonsoir, monsieur. I'm Mademoiselle Madu. Who are you?
I, mademoiselle, am a man of mystery. I come from nowhere. I am going nowhere.
Oh, I see. Still in radio.
Everything is still in radio.
I met you someplace before. Have you been in Singapore?
Oui.
Cairo?
Oui.
Baden-Baden?
Oui, oui.
Just who are you?
My cat, mademoiselle.
Let me see. Mr. C, world traveler, soldier of fortune, master of espionage, gigolo. And what is this? TSR.
Television sets repaired.
No television in Turkey.
But there are many Turkeys in television.
Monsieur is also a... Monsieur is also a critic, I see. Would you care to dance with me?
I am flattered that Mademoiselle picks me for a partner.
I may pick your pocket, too.
I beg your pardon?
It was nothing.
Oh, sorry.
The officer is about to play. Shall we dance?
Ah, très bien.
Monsieur tangoes very well.
Merci, mademoiselle.
Why don't you come closer?
Your eyelashes are holding me back.
Well, duck under them.
Doctor, well, here I am. I do not like to complain about your nightclub, mademoiselle, but that gentleman there just slashed the back of my coat with a knife.
He probably wants to cut in.
If he takes another slice at me, I'll shoot him.
Do not start any disturbance, monsieur. I shall have to ask you to leave my club.
I am insulted. I have never been thrown out of a nightclub in my life.
Aren't you forgetting the coconut grove? That was divine, my mysterious one.
Thank you, mademoiselle.
It's stuffy here in the cafe. Let us go to my apartment where we can be alone.
Very well. Mademoiselle, the lights are turned low here and the smell of incense is very strong.
Don't be nervous. It's only my apartment. Will you have a glass of champagne? Here.
Are you the Continental?
Come closer. Isn't my perfume intoxicating?
Like nothing I have ever known before. What is it called?
Whiff and poof.
Oh, how subtle.
I sell it here at the Café Istanbul.
Oh, it's sheer heaven. Spray some behind my ears.
I'm a retailer, not a wholesaler. Kiss me, my dashing one.
I knew you could not resist me.
Monsieur is very conceited.
I wouldn't say so.
I would. Look at that button on your lapel. Ike likes me.
That must be a misprint.
Hold me close. I'm a woman. And you are a man.
Now I must leave the country. My secret has been discovered.
Before you go, please tell me. Are you a secret agent?
No, mademoiselle.
I am so happy.
Sing to me.
Il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré, pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause.
C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Oh.
Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui
thank you very much, Marlene, and thank you, folks. The violin solo was by Mr. Joe Venuti, who has recently returned from Las Vegas. Came back to get some new money and a fresh start. Here's a little song, folks, that's very prominent in Bob Hope's new picture, The Son of Paleface. This is a good little rhythm tune. Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Oh, well, I really wish I knew. All I know is I want a sigh when you're standing near. I get a Humpty Dumpty feeling. All I know is I want a sigh like I've never sighed before.
Never before.
Now when you're in love, they say you can tell you're sick in the heart and you never get well.
Maybe they're right. I wish that I knew why I feel the way I do. Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Oh, I'll leave it up to you. All I know is I want to dance when I look at you. I get a tippy-tappy feeling. All I know is I want to dance like I've never danced before. My head's in a whirl, my heart's in a spin. And if I'm in love, I sure love what I'm in. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but the feeling feels okay.
Are you in love?
Am I in love?
Are you in love?
Am I in love?
What do you say?
Oh, well, I really couldn't say. All I know is I want to sing when you smile at me. I get la-di-da-di feeling. All I know is I want to sing like I've never sung before. Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Well, I'll leave it up to you. Thank you very much. Folks, here's why you ought to change to Chesterfield today. Chesterfields are milder, much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, sir, you get no unpleasant aftertaste from your Chesterfield because there's nothing unpleasant in your Chesterfield.
We use only the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, cigarette paper of the highest purity, Nothing else?
Yes, sir. Only Chesterfield names its ingredients. Research tells you that these are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield Research Laboratories are the best in the business. Our chemists work with outside independent consultants, including scientists from leading universities.
And don't forget that Chesterfield has the newest and most modern of cigarette factories. So figure it out for yourself. Best factories, best research, best ingredients. All this to make Chesterfield the best possible smoke. Ask your dealer for Chesterfield today.
Remember, folks, May 11th is Mother's Day. For that day, your dealer has a very special Chesterfield gift carton with a cheery Mother's Day greeting and a place to write a few words of your own. Mother's Day, every day, sound off for Chesterfield.
Mother's Day and every day, here is what we always say. Chesterfield's the one to get the milder, better cigarette. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Milder, so much milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
Much. That ends our little cantata for this evening, but I want to tender my deepest thanks to Miss Marlena Dietrich for joining us.
My deepest thanks to you, Bing. Who's with you next week?
Well, next week, Marlena, our guests will be Mr. David Niven and Miss Teresa Brewer. Good night, and thank you again, Marlena. And remember, friends, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, so you'll know what makes Chesterfield much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority for that is a well-known research organization. So sound off for Chesterfield, friends. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
The Bing Crosby Cosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Mr. David Niven and Miss Teresa Brewer.